Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Brittany Renee is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love affair with music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. She has a brand new single that she's promoting out as well. She's going to talk to us about that single, as well as let you guys know how you can stay connected with her. Brittany, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
Well, you look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the new single, Brittany. We'll be letting you listen to the single Train here in just a moment. But, you know, Brittany, you've been able to literally share your music with the world thanks to social media and the Internet. What has it been like for you to find out what you want to do with your life and then to be able to do it?
Thanks for the congratulations. But it's been amazing, really, having had a childhood full of music, having a background with family full of singers and music lovers. A love of music, you know, obviously was inevitable for me, but it's really been amazing to see how far I've come.
Yeah.
It's just a gift that I've been given.
Yeah, you know what, and I'm so glad you said that, Brittany, because it definitely is a gift that you've been given, and I love the fact that you're actually able to use it. When did you first discover the gift? Because I think for a lot of people listening, either on, for our radio listeners as well as us joining us online, you know, they may think they have something they're supposed to do, but they're not necessarily sure about it. When did you first realize that music was that thing for you?
Well, I think everyone loves music, right? But growing up in church, you know, I sang in choir all the time. It was something I loved to do. But I remember having a conversation with my dad about college and about what I wanted to do after high school, and really realizing that music was the ultimate thing for me.
Mm.
And so that was really a pivotal moment, I think, in my life.
Do you think having that support system also played a part, Brittany, having people in your corner that were rooting for you and supporting you?
Oh, for sure, definitely. I mean, there's no way that I would be doing what I'm doing today if I didn't have support from those people.
Right. And I definitely think our listeners can appreciate that. And you know, and that support has definitely helped you if you've gone throughout this journey, not only sharing music, but also having that you know, talent, that gift, as you called it, recognized. You know, one of the things that you were able to do, you've been featured by one of our friends of this program, Urban Times Magazine. What was that like for you to have your gift recognized that way and to be able to share your story that way?
That was a tremendous blessing. I mean, it came out of nowhere, it seemed like. But you know, I know exactly where it came from. You know, it came from God.
Yeah.
But Tawanda was amazing to work with. She's such a fantastic writer. And I felt honored, really, to have had that experience.
And so, you know, as you've kind of taken us through the process, you know, of recognizing that gift, having that gift nurtured and supported, and then, of course, now to be spotlighted, you know, you've gone from now being someone, Brittany, that, you know, that loves music yourself to now producing music and creating music, singing music that people love. What has it felt like for you to be in that place, to have fans of your own as you have been a fan of others?
Well, it's surreal, really. You know, you grow up listening to people, the greats, you know, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and, you know, you're a fangirl, a fanboy, and you never think, really, of yourself being in that position, you know, but I'm on my way, you know, and so it's really amazing.
Well, you know what? I think it's great. And I think it's also great, Brittany, the humble spirit you have about it as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with recording artist Brittany Renee. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you guys and to see the way that people are responding to it. Now, as I said, you know, you have been able to have fans. It seems as though, especially I noticed in this single Train that we're going to be listening to here, that you're able to kind of, you know, evoke an emotion. And I think think, you know, all of us are inspired by different things. What normally inspires you when it comes to music?
Well, normally I feel like inspiration just kind of comes. You know, it's like it falls in the lap. But, you know, I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or what, but I feel like Train, you know, it's a fun and cool song on the surface, but I feel like there's more to be gained from it, you know.
Right.
I don't usually realize it in writing the song, you know, how profound it might be, but this song especially, like, it says to my husband, you know, wherever you say, I'll go, and to Jesus, wherever you say, I'll go, and it keeps me honest, you know. Will I really do that? Would I pick up and go to Alaska if you told me tomorrow, you know? That's something to think about. No, because honesty is really what I go for
yeah.
in my music, you know.
Do you think that honesty is one of the things that your fans pick up on that they appreciate about you?
I hope so. You know, it comes from the soul. So, you know, I'm giving, that's what I'm giving to them, you know, a piece of my soul. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope any friends and fans that I gain will be honest with me. You know, it's not all about me, though. You know, it's also about the listener. You know, how can I get through to you? What words can I say to make you want to listen?
Right. Where do you think that desire for authenticity comes from? Because, you know, as you know, and especially in the business that you're in, that is not always the case for artists or anyone that's in the entertainment industry. Where does that desire to be true, where does that come from?
I guess it comes from God, you know. It comes from being raised in a home where I was grounded, you know, not really grounded, you know, but, like, raised in a home that was rooted in Christ, you know, and the truths and the parables and the things of the Bible and honesty and purity and those things, you know, they still ring home. You know, we all have our the things that we might say and do that aren't necessarily right, or you might go down a wrong path or take a wrong turn or something, but if you can come back home, you know what I mean, come back to what this life is really about, then, you know, that's really what I'm after,
yeah,
what I try to present.
I think that is one of the great things about it, Brittany, and I think, you know, that is probably one of the things that people will definitely get from you. You know, I wanted to say this, you know, when I was prepping for this segment with you, the thing that also struck me about you as an artist is how it really is about the craft for you. It's not about the glitz and the glamour. It's not about the show. It really is about the music. Do you think that boils down to your appreciation for the craft and the gift that you mentioned earlier?
Definitely, yeah. I do, you know, on one side, of course, love glitz and glamour and sparkly things, but the heart of it is all about the music, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to present something that's just a bunch of fanfare. You know, I want there to be heart in it, you
right.
know, and everything that I do to have my heart in it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be true to me.
I think that is the other thing that is so important. So on side of being able to have fans, you also then have people that you're able to inspire. Is that also an added benefit for you, Brittany, along this path, that you're not only able to do something that you love, but also have people look up to you and appreciate that about you?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's a part of it. You know, anytime you're in the public eye, you'll gain people who maybe look up to you, you know, if you're doing something right. It's also a big responsibility, you know.
Right.
But I do take that seriously, and I do appreciate that there are people that I look to as well. So.
And I know they continue to look up to you. Again, everyone, Brittany Renee is our guest. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but what it's like for her to be able to share that love with all of you guys, as well as, of course, be able to see the response. Now, we mentioned that single, Train. It is the brand new single. You know, how exciting is it for you to begin the new year with new music?
It's very exciting. To kick off the new year with the new song, it's thrilling, really. I wasn't necessarily expecting this, but you know, God had that in the plan, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, very excited. Well, I know our listeners are going to enjoy it as well. Here is your first listen to Brittany Renee's new single, Train. Brittany, stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this. Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in with us online. We actually are speaking with Brittany today, making her first appearance on our program, to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's like for her to share that love with all of you guys and to see the way that you guys are responding. So when people hear that song, Brittany, what is your hope? What do you hope they're able to take away from it?
Well, kind of like I said earlier, you know, it's a fun song. So, you know, if you can get up and dance, that's just great, you know, groove to it. It's a song that, you know, you could ride in your car with the top down, and or if it's too cold, you know, with the heat pumped up. But sing along with someone you love, you know.
Right.
And because that's what it's about. It's about love. If you really love someone, you'll do and say the thing, you know.
Right. Exactly.
That's what they want you to do. Yeah.
A great message, and it's delivered in a great song. Again, that single is Train. Brittany will be telling you guys here in just a moment how you guys can get it, you know, for yourself. You know, Brittany, you know, it's great being able to speak with people like yourself who not only have recognized what their passion is, but are definitely living and sharing that passion. And that's exactly what I get from you, not only this conversation, but also when I first heard, you know, your music as well. I think that's one of the things that comes through. You know, I mentioned earlier that not only do you have fans of your own, but you're able to inspire others along the way. You know, maybe for other people out there, it's not music that's their thing. But what advice, based on your own experience, what advice would you give to others about the importance of following your dreams and going for what you love?
It's something that you should never give up on. You know, your dreams can come true, and they will if you keep believing. Get people around you who support you. Because everyone needs support. I know people say, you know, God helps those who help themselves, but I believe God helps those who help others. So stay humble, help others along the way, and you'll get to where you want to be.
Yeah. I think that is so true. I totally agree with that. Again, everyone, recording artist Brittany Renee has been our guest. Brittany, how can our listeners stay connected with you, as well as how can they get trained for themselves?
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/officialBrittanyRenee. That's Renee with two E's, and Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-N-I. Twitter at BrittanyRenee333. Instagram and YouTube are also Official Brittany Renee. Train will be available tomorrow, 1-7, on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby, and how you can keep in touch and how you can get caring.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Brittany, both on Facebook and Twitter. And we have her tagged actually on both places, as well as, of course, get the single wherever you buy your music online. We'll be sharing that information with you guys as well. Brittany, again, congratulations to you on the single. Thank you so much for the time, and hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. For our radio listeners, there's a little bit more Conversations Live to come for you guys, so you guys stay with us. For our online listeners, though, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, wherever you're listening to us, you guys can catch the replay of this conversation. Make sure you check out our website at conversationsliveradio.com to be able to find out how, or you may be able to find the link already on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free. And then, of course, you can be able to, of course, to share it with your friends, no matter who they may be. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.